This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders has won the New Hampshire primary, but it was a narrow victory over relative newcomer. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn with details.
Thank you, New Hampshire!
It's not really a surprise that Bernie Sanders won the Democratic primary in a neighboring state, but this win propels him forward.
It's the beginning of the end for Donald Trump.
It was a narrow victory over Pete Buttigieg, the 38-year-old war veteran and former mayor of South Bend, Indiana.
A fresh outlook is what makes new beginnings possible.
Noting that's how Democrats have won the White House in the past.
I'm Amy Klobuchar, and I will beat Donald Trump.
The Minnesota senator coming in third. Senator Elizabeth Warren says she's disappointed she didn't fare better. And former Vice President Joe Biden, with single-digit support, was looking for more diverse states.
We just heard from the first two of 50 states.
President Trump won the GOP primary over challenger William Weld. I'm Jackie Quinn.
U.S. President Trump is denying intervention in his own government sentencing recommendation for Roger Stone, a political confidant convicted of lying to Congress.
No, I didn't speak to the judge. I'd be able to do it if I wanted. I have the absolute right to do it. I stay out of things to a degree that people wouldn't believe.
And federal prosecutors had recommended a prison sentence of 7 to 9 years for Roger Stone. He is a Trump associate who faced charges stemming from then-special counsel Robert Mueller's investigation into Russian interference in the 2016 election. Stone is set to be sentenced in Washington, D.C. next week. Again, U.S. President Trump denying intervention in the government's sentencing recommendation for Stone. This is VOA News. Leaders in Afghanistan say the United States has made notable progress in ongoing peace talks with representatives of the Taliban that are taking place in the Gulf state of Qatar. President Ashraf Ghani tweeted late Tuesday he had received a call from U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, sharing with him the latest developments in the turbulent U.S.-Taliban peace process aimed at ending the 18-year-old Afghan war. The nearly 18 months of U.S.-Taliban peace talks lately have bogged down over Washington's demands for the insurgent group to significantly cut Afghan violence in return for an American troop drawdown in the country. The new strain of coronavirus that has killed more than 1,000 people and infected more than 43,000 has been officially named COVID-19 by the World Health Organization. In China's Hubei province, the epicenter of the outbreak, two top health officials have been removed from their post. President Xi Jinping visited coronavirus patients at a Beijing hospital Monday and called for more decisive measures to contain that outbreak. In the U.S., health officials continue to monitor suspected and confirmed cases.
On Tuesday, the first Americans who were put under quarantine 14 days ago after evacuation from Wuhan got some good news. Rear Admiral Dr. Nancy Knight.
All 195 of these evacuees have completed their quarantine period. They have completed their final health check this morning, which included their symptom check and their temperature check, and they have deemed to be safe to re-enter their communities. This is a huge celebration for all of us here at March Air Reserve Base.
Nearly 400 cases have been confirmed in 24 countries and territories outside mainland China, with two deaths, one in Hong Kong and the other one in the Philippines. Mariama Diallo, VOA News.
Democratic presidential candidate Mike Bloomberg apologized for remarks that resurfaced from 2015.
Former New York Mayor Mike Bloomberg launched his Democratic presidential bid with an apology for his support for New York's stop-and-frisk policy. Now he's apologizing for comments he made at a 2015 appearance at the Aspen Institute, in which he defended the practice, saying the way to bring down murder rates is to, quote, put a lot of cops in minority neighborhoods, because that's where all the crime is. In the audio, Bloomberg says that you can, quote, just take the description, Xerox it, and pass it out to all the cops. In a statement, Bloomberg says he inherited the policy and that his remarks don't reflect his commitment to criminal justice reform and racial equity.
That's AP's Jackie Quinn reporting. More at VOAnews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.